It goes on and on and on and on. So we'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline.
What are you doing?
And
I didn't do it.
Really? Was that the most delayed what are you doing in the history of the world?
It actually did. So our computer shows that the previous thing was done playing, but it wasn't actually done playing, and so I put it in right after it, and sure enough,
wow.
It just,
all right. And with that
in
mind, why don't you start us off?
I don't think I could hate computers much more right now. To our computer, I ask.
What are you doing?
All right, no, that's not really it. To Jim McElwain, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Florida coach most known around these parts for flirting with taking the Oregon job before Willie Taggart, and as the guy who definitely did not get nude and dry hump a shark in a picture that circulated the internet this summer, he is in the news today because at a press conference he said his team and coaches received death threats. Reporters tried to get more details about it and he refused to give them. Then his school released a statement about it that said when they talked to him about it, he wouldn't give them any details as well. So here's the situation he's in. He's either lying about receiving death threats, or he's refusing to cooperate with the people who can help find the people making the threats. He has not gone to the police. He has refused to talk with school authorities as well as the media after he said his staff and their families were threatened because of a slow start to a football season. There is no positive outcome in this for him. The sooner he comes out and tells everybody he was exaggerating, the better, because right now he looks like he doesn't trust the police to protect his players and coaches' lives from outside influences, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Not to mention that little thing. Their families, too.
Hello.
To Steeler wide receiver Martavis Bryant, I ask.
What are you doing?
Aw, you all happy with your woe in the offense.
Little baby feelings.
By the way, there's a first for a prima donna wide receiver. So beyond the traditional demanding of a trade, he's gone next level, or should I say down a level, or a grade, or perhaps elementary school. He didn't show up for Monday's team meetings, and in essence got a note from his agent that said, Martavis can't come to school today. He doesn't feel
it's amazing.
Coach Tomlin says a trade's not going to happen, which of course means Bryant will next be found in the candy aisle at the supermarket, holding his breath or kicking and throwing a temper tantrum on the floor until he gets another Mounds bar. Oh, did we mention he was suspended all of last year for repeated drug violations? A whole year, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, if anybody can't complain about stuff, it is that guy. And yet here he is. To the guys driving the motorcycles at the Venice Marathon, I ask.
What are you doing?
Deep cuts. As one of the guide drivers for a marathon motorcycle, you have one job. To not hit any runners, I guess that's pretty important, and to drive at a reasonable pace ahead of the runners to let them know the correct direction when the road eventually takes turns or splits. Well, at least these guys didn't hit anyone. But the two people driving the lead cycles in the race did take a wrong turn in Venice, which, by the way, who knew Venice even had roads? Were they racing speedboats? a speedboat. So for several hundred meters, they were running in the wrong direction and actually almost ended up in a main thoroughfare in Venice before they figured it out and literally turned around. But by that time, and this is actually the cool part of this story, a local Italian runner who was only running in his second ever marathon was in a commanding lead, one that he was able to maintain to win the race. I guess the mistake took about 2 minutes off of the leaders from Kenya's times, which was enough for the guy to become the first Italian to win the race in 22 years. So not all bad, but to the guy drivers at the Venice Marathon, pick a direction, preferably the right one, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To another piece of work, Bengal running back Joe Mixon, I ask.
What are you doing?
Remember this scumbag on video punching out a woman while he was at Oklahoma, who then reinstated him and let him play so he could become a second-round pick and sign a $5.5 million contract, whining to the media about not getting carries in the second half of the loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday, and his coach, Marvin Lewis, having none of it, says, we're not creating situations for carries down 12-15 points. Also pointed out that Mixon caught two passes, fumbled one, which luckily Cincinnati recovered. And by the way, what's with the Bengals? They always have these guys. They have Jeremy Hill, who with another 18-year-old in high school forced a 15-year-old girl to, let's say, perform a certain act. They should both be in jail. But it's America, and they gain yards in football. So, you know, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Also, Vontaze Burfict just kicked another dude in the head, so that happened.
He's a crazy person.
To the organizers of the Milwaukee Marathon, I ask.
Marathon, what are you doing?
Season. Marathon heavy. Very marathon heavy. Is it even marathon season, by the way?
Is there a marathon
it
season?
It seems too cold for that. I guess the Venice one wouldn't apply to that, but surely it's too cold to be running 26.2 miles in Milwaukee at this time of year. Well, that's what the organizers of the Milwaukee Marathon must have thought, because they did not, in fact, measure the length of their marathon correctly at 26.2 miles. The race only ended up being 25.5. And you know what they always say. It's not the first 25.5 miles of the marathon that gets you. It's that last 0.7. So I guess organizers heard that too many times, tried to put a stop to the tyranny of that last 0.7. The real consequence here for the runners is that this was billed as a qualifier for the Boston and New York marathons. Whoa. And because it was shorter, it won't count.
Ugh.
So that sucks. But I love the response from one racer after it was over. Here's a quote. My response to people feeling cheated is get over it. Run 0.5 miles into your car and consider it a full marathon. You've got the medal. You've got the shirt. It's a marathon. Amen, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I would show up at a marathon with a bicycle, and they'd be like, I'm like, you really didn't think I was going to run 26 miles. Are you insane?
And then you'd end up in the what are you doing segment.
By the way, this kind of ties into something you said, to the 2017 edition of the new worst fans ever, the Florida Gators, I ask.
What are you doing?
You want to take your idiot football team seriously? Go ahead. Want to take part in a circle jerk after every conference game yelling SEC, SEC? Your time, go nuts. Want to act like your you-know-what is bigger because you won a stupid game? Hey, it's your sad life. But because Florida is struggling year three under Jim McElwain, the level of despicable's been raised. Like the coach says, get after him. These losers, and make no mistake, they're the most pathetic, spineless losers ever, sending death threats to players and the families of coaches and players. And like I said yesterday, this has got to go to the cops. Find an IP address, hunt down one of these cowards, charge them with a terroristic threat just once. See if it makes an impact, as we ask.
What are you doing?